The following is the realization of Nandarani's spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami.
Nandarani was not an ordinary devotee. I have no doubt that she was a great devotee in a previous life, and her birth in this life was just to finish her devotional service. She was very attached to the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. If one reads the Vyas Puja offering that she composed last year, one will see that this can never be the work of an ordinary child, a 13-year-old girl. She had a very deep realization of the philosophy. She understood Srila Prabhupada's unique position, and at the same time, she had faith and devotion towards the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. Her Vyas Puja offering is a masterpiece. She talks about everything relevant for going back to Godhead. The offering that she composed was, in my opinion, one of the best Vyas Puja offerings any disciple could compose. Her sentiments were very genuine and in a mood of humility. She glorifies the spiritual master, the process of devotional service, and the holy name. She was also very concerned about her parents. In her Vyas Puja offering, she requested me to give her parents Brahminical initiation. In other words, she wanted her parents to be in a position to worship the deities. Though she was Krishna conscious from birth, she actually started practicing Krishna consciousness from the age of 4, and she was practicing it till her last breath at the age of 13. The scriptures explain that it does not matter how long one lives, but rather how one lives. In the case of Nandarani, we know that she had not sinned from her birth. From her birth, she had only eaten Krishna prasad, attended devotional programs, and associated with devotees. She was chanting 10 rounds daily. She was an expert in applying leaf-like tilaks on her forehead from the age of 4. She knew Shikshastaka, Damorastaka, Sat Guru Swami Ashtaka, and many other Vaishnava bhajans, which she learned at a young age. Of course, she was very fortunate in that she had Krishna-conscious parents and grandmothers. And because the grandmothers and the parents were regular visitors to the temple, this also gave Nandarani an opportunity to cultivate Krishna-consciousness from her young age. She knew the entire 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which she used to regularly recite to senior devotees. At the age of 10, she had recited the 12th chapter to the president of ISKCON, Tirumantharapuram Temple. She had visited many holy dhams, including Mayapur and Vrindavan. Plus, she visited several ISKCON temples regularly. And she did Govardhan Parikram 4 to 5 times. She had very sharp grasping power, and this was reflected in the notes she took in the seminar that she attended in Chandigarh. At the request of the president of ISKCON Chandigarh Temple, her mother and Siddhi Lal Samathaji had gone to Chandigarh to give a seminar on Vedic philosophy for students, and Nandarani was in the audience. The notes that she took were amazing. It shows that she understood the philosophy that was spoken very well. Her handwriting reflects her spiritual maturity. She was always smiling, always enthusiastic. Anybody who saw her face would get reminded of Krishna. She always had sharp tilak on her forehead. So no doubt, we all miss the physical association. But on the other hand, if we look at it spiritually, we see that this girl was fully Krishna conscious from the age of 4. She had not sinned at all since her birth in this lifetime. And because she was Krishna conscious and practicing Krishna consciousness since a young age, we all feel that she has gone back to Godhead. We have our plans and Krishna has his plan. She was also very fond of teaching other children the message of the scriptures, and she did that on many occasions in India. I personally have no doubt that Nandarani is being fully protected by Krishna. Whatever the Lord does, he does for our benefit. I know for sure that her physical departure has made her parents, grandmothers and relatives far more Krishna conscious. The parents are totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness at the moment. We can all pray to the Supreme Lord that Nandarani may always be under divine protection and always be engaged in devotional activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My strong desire is to have other young children follow Nandarani's footsteps in terms of growing in spiritual life. I know that this will give pleasure to Nandarani, her parents, and everybody who knew her.
Hare Krishna.